only Rita that's not. Oh. I'm trying to get Bruce's on. Well, good morning, everyone. Lovely to see you all. And so good to be here, as always. And our message that Bruce is bringing this morning is about prayer. And where will we be without prayer? Nowhere. So let's pray before we start. Thank you, Jesus, for bringing us together this morning. Thank you for this wonderful place that we can worship in. Lord, thank you for the staff here and those who frequent here, Lord. May they be blessed by anything that they hear this morning. Let us be a witness to them. Oh Lord, just thank you that we can worship you in spirit and in truth. Oh Lord, thank you that for the peace that only you can bring. We bring our praises to you, Lord Jesus. And thank you for all that you've done in our lives. Amen. So our first song is called Power. And I thought it went well with prayer because it is written as a prayer to Jesus. And it shows the power that we have in him. So, power.
As I look the beauty around me, your name cries out in everything I see. Your voice calls out in all of creation, in witness to the power that you bring. In witness to the power that you bring. Greater things,
sorry,
that you'll be with us to the end of time. You sent your spirit to dwell within us. Your power now living through us as we run. Your power now blind eyes were open, the touch of your hand, and evil fled, the mention of your name, and evil fled, the mention of your name. Holy Spirit, fan us into flame, let compassion flow through us.
Going to sing, Lord, I come before your throne of grace. I find rest in your presence and fullness of joy. In worship and wonder, I behold your face, singing, what a faithful God have I.
To God in believing prayer. Let us pray. We thank you, Lord, for the power of prayer and for the privilege that it gives to us. For we are able to come to you any time, and you are always ready to hear our prayer. May we desire to use prayer to strengthen our relationship, Lord, with you, both as a church and as individuals. We bring our ministry to you. May we always see to accept your leadership. And we thank you because you are our rock, our strength, our wisdom, and our guide. You are our God of love. In fact, of your love, there is no equal. We pray that your presence and your love will reach all people, leaders, teachers, healers, carers, and all people worldwide. May they be encouraged to listen to you, to learn about you, and of your redeeming love. And Lord, may we do all that we can to bring people to you so that your kingdom will be extended and all the world will be filled with your love and your peace. Finally, bring to you those of our wider family who need special care at this time. We think of John, Lord. We think of Helen. We think of Stuart and Jean. We think, Lord, of those that are not here now today. We think of Deborah, and we think of Graham. We think of Brian, who's away on holiday. Lord, be with all our family. Help us, Lord, to remember each one. We bring ourselves to you, Lord. We remember Jilly and Robert. We remember Richard. We remember Rita. We remember Sarah. We remember Sarah Jane. We remember Eunice. Remember myself. We thank you that Rita is going to bring our reading to us today, and pray that you'd be with her. Bless us, Lord, in our ministry. Open many new doors so that we might be where you want us to be and doing what you want us to do. In Jesus' name, we bring our prayers today. Amen.
So another prayerful song. We're going to sing, "Be Thou My Vision, O Lord of my heart. Naught be all else to me, save that Thou art. Thou my best thought in the day or the night, waking or sleeping, Thy presence my light."
Save that thou art.
is going to bring the word today.
Today is Philippians 4, verses 4 to 9. Rejoice in the Lord always. I say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, and whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We're going to sing, Give Thanks with a Grateful Heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given Jesus Christ, his Son.
Jesus Christ, his Son.
watched us for a little while in that, and a beaming smile on her face. That was very encouraging. Are you sliding?
Certainly am. Right, so the subject is prayer, and there are 2 points that I would like to share with you, and they are, number one, prayer as Jesus taught, and number two, the unrivaled power of prayer. So number one, our thinking about prayer, whether right or wrong, is based on our own mental conception of it. But the correct concept is to surely think of prayer as breath in our lungs and the blood from our hearts. Our blood flows and our breathing continues without ceasing. We are not even conscious of it, but it never stops. And we are not always conscious of Jesus keeping us in perfect oneness with God. But if we are obeying God, He always is. Prayer is not an exercise. It is the life of a saint. Beware of anything that stops the offering up of prayer. We're told, aren't we? Prayer without ceasing. Maintain the childlike habit, in other words, of offering prayer in our heart to God all the time. Jesus never mentioned unanswered prayer. He had the unlimited certainty of knowing that prayer is always answered. He had the assurance of that. Do we have, through the Spirit of God, that inexpressible certainty that Jesus had about prayer? Or do we think of it at times when it seems that God did not answer our prayer? Jesus said, everyone who asks, yes, yet we say, but God answers prayer in the best way. Not just sometimes, but He answers prayer every time. However, the evidence of the answer in the area we want may not always immediately follow. Do we expect God to answer prayer? We really need to expect it. But He may not answer it in the way that we want. He will answer it in accordance with His will. The danger we have is that we want to water down very often what Jesus said to make it mean something that aligns with our common sense. But, my friends, if it were only common sense, what He said would not surely be worthwhile. The things Jesus taught about prayer are supernatural truths. That's what He reveals to us. And although we may not understand, we can surely trust God that He does answer prayer, that He does love us, He does care for us, and, of course, He knows what is best about the prayer that we offer. He knows what the best answer is. He is all wise. Number two, the unrivaled power of prayer. We do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. That's in Romans 8, verse 26. We realize that we are energized by the Holy Spirit for prayer. Surely we do realize that. And we know what it is to pray in accordance with the Spirit. But we don't often realize that the Holy Spirit himself prays prayers in us which we cannot utter ourselves. That may be new to you, but it is true. When we are born again of God and are indwelt by the Spirit of God, he expresses for us the unutterable. It's amazing, you see. When we're born again, when we accept Jesus as our Savior, you know, as innocent and as new as Christians we might even be, but the Holy Spirit is working in us, unknown to us, and uttering prayer for us. He, the Holy Spirit in us, makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And you know, God searches our hearts, not to know what our conscious prayers is, but to find out what the prayer of the Holy Spirit is. The Spirit of God, in other words, uses the nature of a believer as a temple, yes, in which to offer prayers of intercession. Do you not remember? We're told that our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is working in us and praying for us, my friends. We can trust the power of the Spirit. Do you know, when Jesus cleansed the temple, he would not allow anyone to carry wares, goods through the temple. The Spirit of God will not allow us, no, he will not allow us to use our body for our own convenience. Jesus ruthlessly cast out everyone who brought and sold in the temple, you may remember. And he said, my house shall be called a house of prayer. But he said, you have made it a den of thieves. He was very disappointed at how they were using the temple, how they were using the place of worship. Here we come to realize that our body is the temple of the Spirit. Or should I say, have we realized that our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit? If so, surely we must be careful to keep it undefiled, to keep it pure for him. We have to remember that our conscious life, even though only a small part of our total person, is to be regarded by us as the temple of the Holy Spirit. We cannot afford to forget that, my friends. We will be responsible for the unconscious part which we don't know, but we must pray carefully. We must pay careful attention to and guard the conscious part of which we are responsible. In other words, my friends, you know, we know what we're praying, and we should be responsible for it. We don't know what the Holy Spirit is praying, but we need to trust and know that God knows best. God loves us. And, well, do we know? Did we know? Do we remember that the Spirit is praying for us? It's not just us praying in the Spirit. It is the Spirit praying for us. You might say privately, it's one way of perhaps expressing it, an unutterable prayer. We don't hear it. We don't say it. But we must trust God that the Spirit knows what God wants. And he prays to give us strength. Can I put it this way? Perhaps we've prayed for something we think we haven't heard, or and yet the Spirit is praying for us. We need to trust God. And also, do we really realize, my friends, that whilst we are praying to God, he is not only listening to us, but he is also praying. And I don't know whether you've found sometimes that you can't get the words out that want to say what you want in your prayer. We don't know how we should pray sometimes, do we? But the Spirit does. And so while we're battering about in our minds about what we should be saying, the Spirit is also praying for us. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit. And I tell you this, my friends, there are times when I praise about something and I got a bit upset because I don't know what's happening. And then maybe later, maybe a week or two later, suddenly an answer to the problem comes. But it is not the answer I was expecting. But it was an answer that solved the problem. Why? Because God knows what is best. So let us value prayer. I think one of the things that I've loved most of all personally in prayer is when I, with maybe one, two others, or on my own, have gone to spend a time, if you like, of retreat. Going to somewhere like Buckfast and into the chapel there on my own or with a friend and praying quietly. And it's been lovely. It's given me a strength that I would never feel I would get, because God just takes over, you know. We don't say any words half the time, no. But we're just there, quietly, on our knees, praying. And it's a wonderful experience. Prayer is something we all need. We all need to share our thoughts. Yes, they may not be God's will, but he wants to hear our thoughts. He wants to hear. He's willing to hear about the mistakes we make. Of course he is. He knows about them anyway. So God is there and he will never fail us in prayer. Amen.
So as we continue praising in prayer, we're going to sing what's become known as the Millennium Prayer, but of course is the Lord's Prayer. So our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Yeah.
Mostly, thank you, Jesus.
Right, let us stand together and say the grace. While we're doing that, can I just say that Stuart and Jean received the message. A copy is given to them, and they really do like it. Jean reads it to Stuart, and yesterday, Graham took it to the door, went to put it through the letterbox, and Jean came out, come in for a minute, she said. It was nice, but he said her face really lit up when she saw. So there you are, people are thinking of us, you know. All right, right. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Hallelujah.